Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So, stay with us and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, meditation as service. And before we start, I'd like to give some credit to Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust Organization, and the Lucis Trust Organization sponsors this show. Alice Bailey wrote 24 volumes of literature, and that literature is the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. And the following thought comes from the works of Alice Bailey as well. Meditation is a potent service to humanity when the mind is used as a channel for the reception of the energies of light, love, and the will to good, and their direction into human consciousness. This seems to be a different approach to meditation than the usual view, which is self-improvement and relaxation. Is that true?
Yes. To many people in the West, at least, the practice of meditation is usually regarded as a means of escape. And no wonder life today is so hectic and so frantic, really, for many people. The amount of time they have for all that they want to do or have to do is less and less. And people are looking, I think, for a space of peace and calm in their lives. So they think of meditation as a means of relaxation, perhaps a way to bring some tranquility in their lives. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there is a danger of a kind of spiritual selfishness that can work its way into one's life if one's trying to develop spiritually for reasons that serve oneself, for more happiness, for more tranquility, for more of anything one is hoping to gain. In a way, that's kind of inevitable for all of us when we begin the spiritual path to be thinking about ourselves and what we hope to gain from our effort. But on the other hand, we have to grow out of that stage, out of that kind of spiritually grasping attitude, or our spiritual growth will just come to a stop. And the approach of meditation as seen through the ageless wisdom and as presented by Alice Bailey is quite a different view of meditation. It's not going to be something that brings you tranquility or relaxation. In fact, it's kind of an energizing activity, mentally energizing, because it's highly stimulating. The key word from that opening thought is energies. Energies of light and love and the will to good. Meditation of the type that we practice in our work is the direction of energy, the channeling of energy. I don't think that's such an outlandish thought when you think about the fact that science today recognizes that all is energy.
Yes, and that's essentially what we're working with in the meditation that we practice at the Lucis Trust and the Arcane School, and that's the practice that's advocated in the Bailey teachings. And it's working with energy because, as you say, all is energy. So it's working with mental energy and emotional energy. And it's also a process of establishing relationships, too. It's relating all of these energies, the energies of the personal life, with the energies of the soul. And this is what probably the primary purpose of meditation practice is to establish that creative link, that open channel to the soul.
Another word for relationship might be alignment. Singers, opera singers, concert singers speak of making an alignment when they sing that brings the voice into its pure, proper channel through which the sound can be generated in its most perfect way. Well, meditation, I think, is a similar process of alignment where you bring the personality and the mind into alignment with the soul, the higher self. That, I think, is what you're talking about, a kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of the various parts of oneself.
Right.
Meditation in the writings of Alice Bailey is said to, when it's most correctly done, to reflect the meditation of the soul on its own plane. I find that an intriguing thought, that we are all an expression of the soul on the outer levels of life. We live in a body. We have an emotional nature, a mental nature, a personality, a kind of a unique presentation of whatever we are to the world. But on the inner level, our soul on its own plane is in meditation deep, the writings of Alice Bailey say, throughout our incarnation. It is in deep meditation, and the practice of meditation is meant to align one's waking consciousness with that deep, ongoing meditation of the soul.
And bodies have their function, too, all the physical body and the emotional nature and the mental nature. They act as sheaths, which simply serve to reveal the light of the indwelling soul, which is a reflection of the light of God, of course. And so the physical body eventually, with due disciplined work, eventually becomes under the direct control of the soul. And this is where the light begins to shine through.
And that's where service begins, bringing that light or channeling it into consciousness.
That's our greatest service that we can perform in the world. And essentially, it's why we're here, actually, is to bring that soul light into the world and radiate it outward.
I think, again, turning to science, the idea of focusing and mobilizing light is not at all a foreign concept to science. It's used in healing in the form of the laser development that's used for surgery. Light is, the laser technique is the focusing of light in such an intense stream, as I understand it, that it can be used to surgically remove tissue or heal diseased tissue. Well, light generated in meditation and focused in service can also create redemptive healing work. And that's really what group meditation is meant to do. Each one of us on our own probably is not that great a meditator. Most of us, even if we've been at it for many, many years and have been faithful in our practice, may not feel that on our own we are able to redeem the world or do much good. But when we work with a group, when we bring our little widow's mite to the group effort, we can cooperate in a really significant group service.
Right. You add our energies to the group energies, and it magnifies the power by some big factor. So that's why group meditation is so important. And we do quite a lot of that. We advocate a lot of group meditation in our work.
Two essential components of this type of meditation are the ability to visualize, to create an image in the mind of what one hopes to achieve through meditation, an image that fosters service, obviously. We're not talking about the dark path, which is black magic, the manipulation of energies for selfish and harmful purposes. No, this is the visualization of the world we hope to create, the creation of right human relationships, the upliftment of human consciousness begins with the ability of meditators to visualize, and it's also the use of the creative imagination. The new world we all seek will come into being as we imagine it. It's said by some great thinker, without a vision, the people perish. Well, meditation creates that vision of the world we hope to achieve, and when this is done by a group, it becomes a form of service to the world. And there's one type of meditation that we have conducted on the public level for many, many years, decades now. It's meditation at the time of the full moon each month. There's always a little hesitancy to discuss the aspect of the full moon without a full explanation, because immediately you think of somebody baying at the moon. No, that's not what we do. The meditation that is timed with the full moon is operating along the same lines as a number of world religions that time their great festivals with the full moon, such as Passover and Easter and Ramadan. All of those great religious observances are timed according to the passage of the moon, and so is the meditation we're talking about, because when the moon is full, it is standing on the far side of the earth, so to speak. It is out of the way of the path of the sun, which is symbolic of the soul, so that the sun and the earth, humanity, are in direct relationship at the time of the full moon, symbolizing the light of the soul shining directly upon humanity. That's the supreme moment each month for meditation, to bring light and love into human consciousness.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, and our topic for today, meditation as service. We have a special offer from Lucis Publishing, and the title of the book is Serving Humanity, a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. I like those books because they follow a particular theme, as you probably know by now. The Alice Bailey books are quite extensive, and this is one way of getting a particular idea or a particular theme under control. And if you're interested in the idea of service to humanity, this is a good way to go about it. You can get the book Serving Humanity, and once again, it's a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. And you can establish a little priority of what you want to explore in greater depth in the larger volumes. So the discount comes in the form of free shipping and handling, and it's available for $16, and what you need to do is send $16 check or money order to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, that's $16 check or money order. You have to mention that you heard about the offer on Inner Sight, and send that $16 check or money order to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And we have, we'd like to encourage you to telephone for free information on service through triangles, and for a schedule of monthly meditation meetings. Sarah, did you want to give us a little blurb on triangles before I announce the number?
Well, I was going to talk at great length about triangles,
so
you better finish your...
Well, triangles is very interesting. It's a way of joining other people in meditation. You join two other people, and Sarah and Dale will go into that in greater depth a little bit later. But if you want information on how you can become a part of that or know more about triangles, that is joining with other people in order to meditate together and make the world a better place, then you can give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. You might also ask for a general package of information when you call about triangles, and we'll explain more about Lucis Trust. Once again, that's 1-866-695-8247, and that's to inquire about triangles. The easy way to remember the phone number is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Lucis, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S. Our website, by the way, is www.lucistrust.org, and you can find a lot of information about Lucis Trust Organization through keying into our website. You can also find the archived library of past radio shows, which I think you'll find enjoyable. There are so many of them that are archived on the Lucis Trust website. And by the way, WOR Radio also has a website, and you can get the most current show, and WOR holds it for about a week and a half. So if you miss a show and you'd like to listen to what the topic was, key into www.wor710.com. That's www.wor710.com. Now, I don't know, do we want to, I think we should explore triangles. Maybe we should get into what that is, and maybe you and Dale can explain that.
Yes, I'd like to say a few more words about the full moon meditation first, if I may. The idea of service through meditation is something that I think many people feel drawn to. We have seen the terrific disaster and suffering of the war in Iraq and of the tsunami that took so many lives, and people respond compassionately to human suffering and need, but they don't really know how they can contribute, other than financially, which is a big help. But there's another way to contribute, which is the joining of one's energies as a soul in concert with one's fellow human beings in group meditation. And each month, at the time of the full moon, these group meditation meetings, which are conducted all over the world by many, many groups, and have been done for decades now. It's not a new work. It's not a new form of service by any means. These are ways to bring light and love, which are the essence of divine life, into greater impact in human experience. That's the point of humanity's role, to be a mediator between the divine plan of God and the working out of that plan on earth. It requires human minds registering and responding to and distributing energies of light and love and the will to good in human consciousness. So the meditation at the time of the full moon is meant to slowly, gradually extend that channel for the inflow of spiritual energies into human experience.
Yes, and you have to remember that work in meditation at the time of the full moon is working with energy, and it's a very creative effort. It's learning to create subjectively. And I think that's an important point to get across here, because we're not just meditating for ourselves, because when you meditate upon a certain key thought or a keynote or an idea, you are generating energy and qualities of energies that are likened to the quality of the thought. And these energies are added to the great influx of energies that are circulating around the world in human consciousness all the time. And we're gradually making over or providing a new thought form to be developed around these particular qualities of energies that we're working with.
If people find this idea of group meditation at all interesting, if they call the number you suggested, we can send them a packet of information that will introduce them to the whole idea. We could also send them a copy of the meditation we do, and perhaps a talk given at a recent meeting. All of the meetings open with a talk meant to unify the group mind on the particular keynote of the meditation work at that meeting. There's a different keynote for each of the 12 meetings of the year. and that's followed by our group meditation. It's not in the least spooky or strange. It's a group form of service, and newcomers are always welcome. The only thing we would ask of people is that they give it some time to get a sense of what the work really means. Coming a couple of times doesn't really give you a sense of how you can contribute to this group effort. You need to be persistent in it, as you do with all spiritual practices. If you can't participate in meetings for group meditation, triangles is another option, because that's done by people who link up with their fellow triangles partners. A triangle is a group of three persons, but not at a specific time of day and not in a place where all three meet together. In other words, you do it, your triangles meditation, on your own, physically on your own, where you live, and at the time of day you choose, linking up in meditation with your triangles partners, visualizing the light and goodwill of divinity pouring through your triangle, radiating throughout the network worldwide of all the triangles throughout the world, and there are probably hundreds of thousands of them that have been formed, seeing that network, a scintillating web of light and goodwill radiating into human consciousness and gradually affecting, making impact on human minds, reaching and stimulating and inspiring people of goodwill. And then one says the great invocation silently, and that's the triangles meditation. Very simple. It's available to anyone who believes in the power of thought and who believes that the world that we hope for the future has to be created in meditation to begin with.
And of course the triangle is the basic symbol of the soul, mm-hmm. and that's essentially what those energies that we work with in the great invocation are essentially soul energies, and those are the very energies we bring into the world and to circulate through human consciousness. And that's a perfect way of bringing the soul closer to manifestation in the world, because the soul energies also are primarily of light and love and the will to good, and those are the very, very energies of the great invocation, of course, light and love and the will to good. So it's building a relationship with the soul through this triangular network that extends around the world, literally.
Why a triangle? I suppose it is built upon the concept of the Trinity that is found in a number of religions, not just Christianity, but Hinduism, Judaism, also have this recognition that there is a Trinity or a threefold expression of the divine essence of the world. And triangles works with that threefold expression. I suppose it is also an image, if we think about it, that easily conveys the distribution of energies. When you see a triangle in your mind, you can imagine that the energies pouring through that triangle automatically seek relationship with other triangles. They don't come to a full stop in the way, say, a square would. The pattern of a square is rigid corners and does not easily distribute energy, whereas a triangle does. And the worldwide network of triangles is, I suppose, similar to seeing the starry sky on a moonless night, they vibrating with points of light throughout the world. I like to think of the triangles network that way, carrying light and goodwill into human consciousness.
And of course, the triangle is, as we know in geometry, a triangle is a strengthening. It's a very much stronger geometric shape. And Buckminster Fuller, of course, was very prominent in inventing the geodesic dome.
That's made of triangles.
Based on triangles. Mm. And so the network that we're building, we're working in etheric energy. And the triangles network is reshaping the etheric energy of the earth in a way, literally. And that's the essence of it, is creating this new pattern in the etheric energies of the earth that will relate more directly to the soul.
I think there's a very earthly component to the stability and spiritual potential of a triangle. When you think about conflict between two people, two groups, two nations, it's very difficult to resolve that conflict until a third party comes into the equation. That's why mediatorship is so effective. The third point, the triangle, somehow brings in new and higher energies that can dispel the tension created by the conflict on a dual level. Somebody once explained in a really fascinating way that the word duality has as its root, I think, a Greek or a Latin word that means wrong or evil. There is something really wrong in a duality that is redeemed when it becomes a triplicity. So there's that rather arcane element to triangles. The idea of forming a triangle, people might be wondering who they would form a triangle with. You can approach two people who, like you, seek to serve the world and who believe in the power of thought and prayer. Or you can go to our website, and on the triangles page, www.lucistrust.org/triangles, you will find postings of people all over the world who are looking for triangles partners. You don't need to be best friends with them. It's a form of service. It's not a personal contact so much as a partnership in service to humanity. And you can approach people there if you want to form a triangle.
And that's a wonderful way to extend the triangle network on an international basis around the world, because it doesn't just simply fill in the triangle network, it extends it and expands it, and that's where the real benefit comes in.
That itself is a service. And again, coming back to the idea of intelligent creation, triangles depends on humanity's cooperation to build a new world. We can all participate.
You can telephone us for free information on service through triangles and for schedules of monthly meditation meetings at 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NEW-YORK, LUCIS. And please take advantage of the special offer from LUCIS Publishing Company, which is the Alice Bailey book, Serving Humanity. It's a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, and it's available for $16. You have to send a check or money order for $16 to LUCIS Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And please mention that you heard it on Inner Sight. You have been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called The Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Thank you.